Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the GNSO Review Working Group call on the 12th of October, 2017 at 1400 UTC. On the call today, we have Chris Seaburn, Sarah Bakke, Lori Schulman, Wolf Ulrich Knobin. We have apologies from Jen Wolf. And from staff, we have Emily Barabas, Julie Hedlund, Barry Cobb, and myself, Julie Bislin. We'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise. And with this, I'll turn it back over to Wolf Ulrich. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. This is Wolf Ulrich speaking. Good afternoon or hello to everybody on the call. So Judy has circulated a agenda, and let's just dive in. Review the agenda. Are there any questions, any additions to the agenda? Not from your side. I had a slight idea with the agenda, because the agenda is mainly focusing on the report we are going to prepare for the Council and the OEC. I do hope that we don't need all the time of this meeting for this status report. So in case we would have some time left, why shouldn't we start or continue discussing with the charters? Julie, do you have any opinion on that? Are we prepared to do so, to continue?
So, Ulrich, this is Julie Hedlund from staff. As it stood from the last meeting, there were several questions and action items relating to recommendations 26 through 29. Those are still outstanding. Staff doesn't have updates to those at this time. Those were the last charters in phase two. So the next charters to be started would be for phase three, and staff wanted to take an opportunity to first look at how those charters might be grouped, if some of them perhaps are dealt with by work that's already underway, and determine some ways to streamline the work. Staff haven't had a chance to do that yet. However, I do have a suggestion if we have time today, or if not today, certainly at our meeting next week. There were a couple of charters that are currently sort of on hold because of a couple of actions. One is the charter for recommendations 10 and 11, and that related to using a facilitator for working group meeting discussions. And that was pending an assessment of the geographic names facilitated session that was held at ICANN 59. So staff does have an update on that status item and could speak to that, and then maybe if and if the work group agrees with the progress, then we might be able to put that charter with amendments out for a consensus review. And then furthermore, there is a charter 18, recommendation 18, and I won't speak to all of it here, but that's one that we had on hold for various reasons that we could revisit. And if we could indeed deal with those charters, then we would have completed all of the phase one work and could show that in our OEC report. And so that's something for this work group to consider if we have time today.
Okay, great. So why not just then begin with the report? But before we do that, formally, I would like to ask for any amendments of SOIs. If there are some, I see none. So let's just start with the draft report, and let's discuss that. And Julie, if I could hand you over just to give us a brief summary of that report and okay.
Please thank start. You, Wolf Ulrich. This is Julie Hedlund from staff. So just as a reminder to the work group, and I see also that Rafiq has joined and Lawrence has joined as well, so welcome to you both. The Organizational Effectiveness Committee of the Board of Directors has requested semi-annual updates from this working group. And so this is the first of the semi-annual updates, the implementation status report. And the OEC, as it stands now, has asked simply that this working group would transmit, via staff, their final report to the OEC, and the OEC would review it basically over email. That is, that there would not need to be a formal presentation to the OEC on this report. And staff notes that this report also can form the basis of the update of the working group to the GNSA Council, which I think will be scheduled on the agenda for the Council meeting on the 1st of November at ICANN 60. So the report forms a dual purpose. Staff is currently clarifying with the OEC support staff whether or not there needs to be a formal approval of this report by the GNSO Council. You know, there was a formal approval, a motion to approve the original implementation plan, but it's not clear to staff whether or not a formal approval would be needed for this status update. We're thinking probably not, but we've asked for clarification on that point because at this point, the Council has only asked for an update from this review working group in the same way that it asks for updates from other, review groups. And Wolf Hork, please go ahead.
Thanks, Julie. This is Wolf speaking. Just to this question, but I think the first question for me is, so we are going well to do and to give an update to the Council, as I understand. How much time do we have? So we have a short update, I think so, yeah?
We don't have a draft schedule yet, but I think it would be no more than 15 minutes. Normally these kinds of updates are 15 minutes.
Okay, so we can, in the end, at the end of this update, we can ask the Council for, not for an approval, but any comment or objections on basis. This report, I don't expect, anything more. And we can outline also that we are intending, well, to send this report to the OEC not with a formal approval by the Council. If there is a big discussion around that, so, we can ask for kind of decision, but I don't expect that. So I would be transparent at when I give the update to the Council, and that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. That's extremely helpful. And so we'll definitely try to proceed in that way. And I'll note that the wording in the original, this is Julie Hedlund again from staff, the wording in the original board resolution that whereby the implementation plan was approved notes periodic updates from the working group to the OEC, not from the Council to the OEC. So the board had envisioned that that the working group would be providing the updates, which suggests to staff that that there was not a formal approval by the Council needed, but absolutely we should make this this process as transparent as possible to the Council. So that is the background, and I will then proceed to give an overview of the report and what it entails. We have the executive summary, which just gives the background on the effort, and then a status. And the status is pretty clear. Right now, the working group has agreed by full consensus that 9 out of the 11 Phase 1 recommendations had already been implemented via previous work. And this is an important point because As you may recall, the phase one recommendations were work that was already underway. And part of what the OEC is asking, and as we get into the report, I can show you the format and what they're asking, but they're asking for the implementation status. And what we've noted in that status is that with this work that was already underway, those that have been, you know, approved as implemented were all found to have been implemented by previous activities or work. So the timeline was built around the assumption that additional work needed to happen on some of these items, but in actual fact, once they were reviewed, they were found to already be implemented, you know, say by changes in the operating procedures and so on. And those details are included in this report. And then we note that the two remaining recommendations, that is 10 and 11, which I previously mentioned, are pending an evaluation of the geographic names facilitated session. If we can indeed address those two recommendations and get them approved, then we could indicate that all of the phase one recommendations are complete. And then we have then the status summary for phases two and three. We have in this group discussed the five recommendations and then also two charters for recommendations that were moved from phase one to phase two. One of those is the other recommendation I mentioned, that's recommendation 18. Those have been discussed and are being worked on. And then one of the other phase two recommendations, recommendation 6, and a phase one recommendation 33, which was moved into phase two. I shouldn't have to go into all this detail, but just happened to mention it. 6, 33, and 36, as we note here, all relate to diversity and are pending the cross-community working group work stream to diversity subteam recommendations. And then the working group will start up the phase three recommendation discussions anticipated in November after Abu Dhabi. And I'll just note that the details concerning noting the dependency with the cross-community working group workstream 2 diversity subteam is because the OEC is particularly interested in knowing of any dependencies and how they might affect the timing of the completion of the implementation of the recommendations. So that's why it's called out here. And then we include, and this is at the recommendation of the OEC support staff, the timeline for phase one and phase two recommendations, and then also for phase three. And what staff did for phase three, in fact, was originally the phase three recommendations were grouped according to type, so whether or not they dealt with, say, PDPs, or whether or not they dealt with council operations and so on. Staff thought it made more sense to group these as to whether or not they're medium or low priority, because that actually sets them out more logically in the timeline. And in fact, the OEC, again, is interested in the implementation timeline and is particularly interested in the level of priority of the recommendation, whether or not it's medium or low. So this is a change from how the timeline was originally reflected in the implementation plan. And then dates have been adjusted based on the current progress of the working group, but none of the end dates exceed what was anticipated as the final end date for the completion of all the work. That is, the work is still on target and is expected to stay on target. So staff has one suggestion for the working group to consider, as an additional graphic. And also staff notes that that we will prepare slides for this working group to review before next week's call. That would be the slides that could be used for the presentation to the council. The suggestion is to have one single timeline that, say, like an arrow type of thing. We've used this in some other presentations where we show where we are in the phase one, you know, the start and the end date of the implementation of phase one recommendations, where we are in the phase two recommendations showing that work is underway and where we are in that part of the timeline, and then where we anticipate starting with work with phase three recommendations and where we see all of the work ending. So there would be one view of the full start to finish implementation. So let me ask the working group if that is something that they think would be useful to add to this report.
Thanks very much, Julie. This is Wolf Ulrich. Well, yes, I would like to ask whether there are comments on that. So otherwise, I do have a comment. So let me go first then. Thanks very much, Julie. So, and I heard from your presentation as well that you are in close contact with the staff related to the OAC, so that it's very clear what the expectations are from their side with regard to our report. But this is really helpful because I was also thinking about what could be, you know, of highest interest for the OEC to know from us. So I do have a some questions and comments. The first thing is, well, just the very first slide, the deck slide, you know, because it tells it's called GNSO2 review. I think it's review 2 from the GNSO, isn't it? So it's just a matter, just a question here. So because well, it may confuse you with the GNSO2, but that's just a question about that. The other thing is, I was thinking about it when I read the executive summary. So myself, so when I would like to read it as an outsider. I think the main message is in the very last paragraph. So saying that that we are the working group doing this this work and on which ground we are working and doing that. So my approach would be well just to shift this the very last paragraph up to the top of this executive summary and you know the history. Why it was set up and in which way, so it's then the rationale for that. But that would be, you know, just as an eye catcher, you know, for the OEC. But we could discuss that. That's what I would see. Then in the status summary, at the first paragraph, phase one, I understand that we are going to send the report to the OEC. After the ICANN meeting, which is in November, so why should we, you know, if you write that in a way that something is going to be expected to be completed in October, that's over then. So maybe we can adjust that. So according to the status we have achieved at the Abu Dhabi meeting. So this is my comment to that. With regards to the second page of this executive summary, first paragraph, so where there are notes to the timeline made. The question to me is whether we should also add a kind of judgment of our group regarding the timeline, the recent timeline. So if we can judge on that, say, okay, so we are how to say that, confident, well, to keep this timeline, which was outlined as well at the beginning, and definitely, you know, which is which would say, okay, we are confident, well, to keep the timeline until the end of next year? Next year, well, to keep that that timeline. Or if there are any indications that would be, you know, weaken this this judgment. So that's my comment, and just for discussion. But if there are any comments, maybe also from Julie to this, I would be happy to hear. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf-Warwick. This is Julie Hedlund from staff, and others I'm sure may wish to comment, but just to answer a couple of your questions and just acknowledge the helpfulness of your suggested edits. So the GNSO 2, the 2 in the title, was that is how the OEC refers to this effort. I imagine it's to differentiate it from what was the GNSO 1 review. So while it may seem confusing to this working group or others, this is when the template was given to staff from the OEC support staff, MSSI, this title was already in place as GNSO 2. So I'm not sure if we should change it. So I'll just make that note. With respect to moving the main point, which is in the final paragraph, to the top of the executive summary, that is an excellent point. And staff will go ahead and make that revision. And with respect to the third point and the notes, I think staff would like to suggest, in addition to adding the graphic that shows a single timeline, staff would like to perhaps present this timeline as another section of the executive summary, and that would say timeline, and then there would be the preamble, a paragraph, as you suggest, Wolf-Warwick, that would talk about how, that this working group is confident in being able to meet the targeted, to meet the timeline, as will be shown in the figure that we'll provide. And then explain the adjustments that were made to the original timeline, but making it clear that we don't expect that we will exceed the original timeline, and in fact, some things may actually be able to be completed sooner than originally scheduled, although I don't know if we want to say that or not, setting up expectations. But thank you for that, and let me then wait and see if other work group members have comments. So this is Julie Hedlund again from staff. Wolf-Warwick, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Julie. This is Wolf-Warwick speaking. Yes, I'm fine with all this, and I think, well, we do not have a problem, well, to make this this judgment on the timeline with regards to the timeline, because, well, it's just, well, from our recent point of view, well, we were working well. All this, well, we did the best from the beginning, well, to make a plan. Well, as usual, there's something will be different in the during the discussion of a plan and during the implementation of a plan. So, but from the time from the point of view we have at the time being, so we could judge that we are confident really. So that there is nothing going, and we will. Well, if there is something coming up, so as usual, which makes us aware of any bigger change of the timeline, we will report immediately and make the OEC and the Council aware of that. So that's what we could, I think, summarize in that paragraph as well. Thanks.
This is Julie Heaven from staff. Thank you for that, Wolf Ulrich. I'll add then also some text. We'll add some text about, you know, that we would notify the OEC if any, you know, if any issues should arise that could affect the timeline or something of that sort. So thank you for that. Does anybody else have any comments before I move on? Then I'd like to move on, and what I won't do, since you do all have this text, is I won't walk through every single recommendation. But what I will do is give a summary of the sections. So moving along to the recommendations implemented to date. So these were the phase one recommendations, and they were identified as work already underway. And so what you'll see here, and this looking at recommendation 8 can be illustrative of what all of these would look like. And I realize that there's no way you would have had time to read this report, given that you only just received it last evening or in the morning for some of you. But we will keep this open for comments. Staff will send a revised version today, and we'll keep this open for comments through next week's meeting. So the format, as noted, is a template that's provided by OEC that they use for reports from the review work teams or working groups. So we have, of course, the recommendation description, you know, was the implementation completed, and if not, why not? In all of these cases, the implementation was completed, no difficulties were encountered. They want to know the prioritization, and then they want to know the timeline. And so rather than try to reconstruct timeline for each of these things that were already completed, because we're not really talking about work that was started and completed during the time of this work group, I think, except for, with one exception, will be recommendations 10, 11. In the rest of these cases, we indicate that the work was completed based on, say, in this instance, in 8, implemented with the publication of revised GNSO operating procedures on June 24, 2015. So we try to indicate when the item was deemed completed, if we do have a date, or deemed completed, and then indicate the activities that completed that implementation, noting whether they're costs or not. We weren't finding any costs associated with these things. And then to make it even more clear for the OEC, they've asked for links to reports. So we have a link to the implementation charter showing then that it's been implemented and the date that it's considered, you know, approved by this working group. So that is the format for each of the items in this first section, and I'll stop there and ask if there are any questions. Not seeing any hands up, so I'm going to go ahead and move to, and I'll note again that we've got 9 recommendations here out of phase one completed, and we'll hope to add recommendations 10, 11, subsequent to this working group discussion, and then we would be complete with all the phase one recommendations. And noting, too, one thing, Wolf Ulrich, that you mentioned earlier that I wanted to note, you were asking when the report will be given to the OEC. The OEC can get, we can give the report to the OEC as soon as the update has been provided to the GNSO. So if there were no comments or objections raised during the update to the GNSO on the 1st of November, then we would give the report to the OEC. But I will note that, as you noted, Wolf Ulrich, that is indeed November and not October. So anything that's indicated as complete in October, should be shown as complete. So I'll move to the next section. So this is upcoming recommendations to be implemented. And here we have from phase one, recommendations 10 and 11, which, as I noted, is currently underway, and we want to get the feedback from the facilitated session in AM 59. And here we say complete by October, and here's where the note that Wolf Ulrich has mentioned comes into play. Then it would be completed if we're able to get this out for a consensus call, we could anticipate that it's completed in October. So that would change this, and that would place this one in the implemented section phase one. And so then we move to the phase two high priority recommendations. So we are noting here that the working group has discussed recommendations 6 and 33, and recommendation 36 is similar in that it relates to diversity. And the working group had asked staff to combine these recommendations into one charter. That's work that that staff still needs to complete, but we are at least reflecting that here, that these are combined and that they all have dependencies based on the diversity subteam in the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2. And so we call that out, and based on the update that we had at one of our last meetings, it looked as though the subteam was hopeful to complete its recommendations by ICANN 61. If that were the case, if we went out, extrapolated from that a little bit, if there were, say, changes that were needed to, say, any of the GNSO Council practices, then those would need to go out for public comment. So we're extrapolating out to June of 2018. Of course, this can this can change, but that would be our guess for at this moment. And I see Rafik has noted, Wolf Ulrich, as liaison, we can work together for a status update to council. Thank you, Rafik, for joining. So at any rate, so here we, this format is slightly different in that in addition to the timeline, then we have to include the proposed implementation steps. So we've done that for each of these recommendations. And then you'll see the same is true with recommendation 18, which may be one that maybe one we want to revisit and see if we can bring this one to conclusion as well. I won't get into it now, but if not, it would stay in this to be implemented section. And then we did talk about recommendations 26 through 29, and that work is underway. This one is fairly lengthy because there are so many recommendations. But I'll just note that we did discuss these in the 28th September meeting. And so we have some additional work on each of these recommendations that is noted here for staff. So you know, if we're able to complete any of these items before shipping this to the GNSO by the document deadline, then we'll update this report accordingly. The goal would be to try to see if we can address these issues before then, but some of these I think are pending. Say there's a pending an update from legal, for instance. So I'll stop there and ask if there are any questions. Then, hearing none, I'll just move on to, and I see actually that I have an error here that I will fix. Let me just look back to make sure. Yes, I see that the header on this page that I'll bring us to should actually say phase three as opposed to phase two. That's the medium and low priority recommendations. And as noted previously, what staff has done here is to put all of the medium recommendations first and then and to follow those with the low priority recommendations. And again, it's the same format as we've seen previously. Essentially, the groupings of these recommendations, pardon me, I'll try to stop this from moving. The groupings of the recommendations are the groupings that we presented in the implementation plan. So that has not changed. The implementation timeline has changed somewhat because it's been affected by the time it has taken to complete the phase one and phase two recommendations. But as noted previously, we're still on track to complete these within the overall time frame. So there these are, I'll just note that if you're wondering where this text is from, all of this text comes directly from the implementation plan for this section. So for anything that has not been implemented, staff simply cut and pasted the relevant text from the implementation plan into this report. So there's no new text, no new edits, and no new groupings of recommendations. And the only difference from the implementation plan is that the medium priority items are all grouped together, and the low priority items are all then grouped together following that. And so that brings us to the end of the report. There's no summary. It's the format is just the executive summary, and then those that are implemented and those that are awaiting implementation. So it's a very straightforward report, and only lengthy in the fact that there are many recommendations. So Wolf Ulrich, what I'd like to suggest is that staff takes the action to update the implementation plan based on the comments received today, to get that out ideally today to the working group, and with the expectation, a request for any further comments on the list. And it's not my understanding that something like this would need to go through a consensus call, because it's not an implementation of a recommendation. It's simply a reporting of the status of where we are. So my suggestion would then be that we plan to finalize this report on the 19th, because we do have to get it to the council within the document deadline for the meeting on the 1st of November, and I believe that is that's the 22nd of October. So we would really need to finalize the report by the end of next week. And staff will also produce a set of presentation slides, very brief slides, for this working group to review. And then those could be used for the update to the council on the 1st. So let me stop there and see if there are any further comments.
Thanks very much, Julie. This is Wolfe speaking. Well, I think this is a very good how this is here framed and the report, and I like this, you know, to have a very condensed executive summary, you know, which points out really the message, you know, where we are and how we see, you know, the way we are doing this. So I think this is really good, and if you update just in the light of today's discussion, then that's okay. And with regards to the report or the presentation to be given to the council, I don't expect also any big problems. So we should really be focused well on the main messages, and leave it as it is here right now as an annex or the recommendations we have. You know, I'm not sure whether the OEC is some of them members are really diving into those recommendations at the time being. Usually what I expect from such a committee is, well, just in case, if they see some problems coming up, you know, then they will ask us. But on the other hand, so I'm really confident that this is the best way how we're doing this. But anyway, are there any further questions from others? Seeing none, so at the time being, so we have to continue here with that report, and Julie is only preparing that. Now, Julie, so shall we then switch over to any potential charter discussions or the way how we are doing with that? So I see you on the screen with recommendation 10-11. So would you be so kind just to guide us where we are with that and what is to be done, and just to continue this discussion? So for the time we have left, the last 15 minutes. Julie, please.
Yes, thank you, Wolf Lorick. This is Julie Hedlund from staff. So just as a reminder, recommendations 10 and 11, 10 was that the council develop criteria for working groups to engage a professional facilitator, moderator, in certain situations, and recommendation 11, that the face-to-face PDP working group pilot project be assessed when completed. If the results are beneficial, guidelines should be developed and support funding made available. So we had a fairly lengthy discussion, I think, over a couple of meetings on these recommendations. And just to move quickly to the solution, you know, staff did note that the pilot project was complete. Staff did note that the guidelines for facilitation the pilot was conducted, there was a survey published, so we have the results of the pilot project. And so the discussion that we had centered around whether or not there should be guidelines. And as a reminder, there was some concern that because each PDP working group is different and some working groups might not need facilitation, it would be hard to develop guidelines, or it might not be advisable to develop guidelines, you know, that would, say, mandate working groups to use facilitation. Staff also noted that that ad hoc funding is available and most recently was used for the geographic name sessions that were held at ICANN 59. So the report from a consultant, the consultant that held those sessions, has been provided. It's not a public report. It's guidance for the PDP working group. It went to the working group leadership. But what staff would like to suggest is that we make some alterations to this charter to try to get to the implementation of these recommendations. Here's a suggestion for discussion. Staff can provide a what do I want to say, summary of how the session proceeded at ICANN 59, the geographic name session, and, you know, the outcomes of that. What was the attendance like? What was the discussion like? Some of the summary details to indicate, you know, how this this worked, and also to talk about how, you know, this was something that were for this particular PDP working group because of the nature of the complexity of this particular issue and the very disparate views on this issue. But that that may not be the case for other PDP working groups. And so what this working group might consider as a determination could be that the status quo, the current ability for working groups to request and get facilitation if they need it, and for them to conduct that facilitation in a way that makes most sense to them, is a system that is working and addresses the recommendations in 10 and 11. So I'd like to suggest that staff could update this, revise this charter accordingly, and send it out, excuse me, for discussion, excuse me, at next week's meeting with a view to perhaps finalizing it for a consensus call. So I'll stop there and ask for any comments or questions.
Yeah. Thanks, Julie. This is Bob Woolley speaking. Yeah. I'm in support. To doing so. The question is, so I'm at the top, just at the moment, so I'm not so very familiar where we are with the outcome of these facilitated sessions related to our recommendations here, because, you know, the question for me is here. So does the outcome of these facilitated sessions and you know what we draw from them, does this help us or in the end really to cover what was expected from the beginning with these recommendations, or are we going just to say then, okay, that's where we are with it, because there is something still going on the sector of geographic names, which may then influence or impact, you know, further steps on that. So I'm not sure whether that is the right question, but this is a little bit, for me, a little bit cloudy here. So that's it, my question. I don't know whether you understood, but I see Laurie. Maybe Laurie could chime in here. Please, Laurie.
Yeah, hi, can you hear me? I see my meter is good, so I hope you can hear me. Okay. Yeah, I just am trying to understand. So is this for an overall working concept for any facilitated meeting? It's one issue. Like we're saying, we've already brought up the geographic issue, but I actually think there's a lot more very difficult and almost irreconcilable differences at the moment in a lot of the working groups. If you look at the transcripts for RPMs, if you look at the transcripts for RDS, what we're calling the big three, the subsequent procedures, the RPMs, the RDS, there's been an enormous amount of polarization. And I do believe that the community is losing sight or has lost sight that we are a community. All that wholeness we seem to feel when we walk together to write the proposal for the transition, it is evaporated and rather quickly. So I think any recommendations that we can form and processes that we can develop for facilitation and for team building, we should really support.
Well, Forrest, may I?
Yes, please, Judy. Go ahead.
So this is Julie Hedlund from staff. So, Lori, let me see if I can get at your question, but I may need some more explanation from you because I'm not sure if I quite understood your point. So, these two recommendations would pertain to any working group. So, the idea behind the recommendation is that if a working group, and you're right, there's some very contentious issues in all of the current PDP working groups. If any of them decided as a working group that, as the subpro working group did, if any of them decided, yes, we would like to have facilitation, we would like a facilitated session, then they do have the opportunity to request such a session, either at an ICANN meeting, or my understanding is that in the project. I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. Lori, I'm sorry. Go ahead if you have a comment.
I keep losing. I apologize, but I didn't hear half of what you said. It just went dead.
Oh.
I apologize because you're explaining well. But I didn't hear it all.
Let me try again. Can
now
you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay now, Lori?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Let me try again.
Yes, I can.
So even just to be trying to be even more brief, so these recommendations pertain to any working group that wishes to have facilitation. And our evaluation has determined that, yes, working groups can request facilitation either at an ICANN meeting as a subpro or, outside of a meeting. And recommendation 11, it relates to the PDP pilot working group pilot project, which has been completed, and staff includes here in this charter the recommendations coming out of that. What staff is suggesting is that we could indicate by looking at the current status, that is, the example of the ability of subpro to request and get two facilitated sessions at ICANN 59 is an example of the fact that the current process does allow working groups to have facilitated sessions if they wish, that the working group would not necessarily recommend guidelines for facilitated sessions because each working group is different and might want to, some might not want it, some might want it to be done differently, some might want it outside of a meeting. But in any case, the current situation allows working groups to get facilitation. We have an example of that. So the suggestion from staff would be that we could show that this implementation has been completed. And yes, indeed, if this was something that RPMs requested or RDS requested, they could follow the same process as did SubPro, which was simply to make the request to the planners, to the GNSO Council, essentially, to include time for facilitated sessions. And then the request went to ICANN.org for the contracting of a facilitator, and then that was managed by ICANN.org, but that it did indeed occur and was an opportunity that was given and implemented.
Okay, now I understand. I think I missed a little twist here. But I guess my point is a different point. I understand why we wouldn't want universal guidelines. But I was thinking of the guidelines a little differently, and it may be out of the scope of the group, and I'm not sure. And that is not necessarily guidelines for when you ask, but for guidelines for when you should ask. In other words, I'm wondering if the groups are not reaching out for help soon enough, and if there should be some, and I don't know if this is necessarily a reform, but some sort of advice or procedure that has almost like red flags. When you have these conditions, we recommend facilitation or something like that? Or do you think it upsets the leadership too much? I have really mixed thoughts about this, but what I don't have mixed thoughts on is the polarization that's in IGAN now. It feels worse to me than I can really, really remember. And I feel that as a GNSO, we have this obligation to try to come together as a community. We know that we stand on different sides of issues, but there is compromise. And I think we're losing sight of that, and I see that. I see that on the RDS list. I'm in it. I mean, I'm deep in it on the RPM side. And I feel like we need more support, guidance, whatever the word is, from the org and from the GNSO itself as to how we wade through these polarized situations.
So thank you, Lori, and recognizing that we have, this is Julie Hedlund again from staff, we have just 1 minute left. I will note that I think that mandated piece is out of scope, maybe out of scope of these two recommendations, because the recommendation is really talking about making sure that there is the opportunity to use this as opposed to not a requirement to use facilitation, red flag for that. But I see Wolf Orrick has his hand up. Please go ahead, Wolf Orrick.
Yeah, thanks, Julie and Lori. So this is what we're speaking about. Just really, we are on the top, at the top of the hour, and I wouldn't like to cut this discussion, but we have, the question here is, really, Julie, what do you expect from us, from our group here, again, so with regards to this recommendation? Is it, well, that we come up with a clear determination in the end, or what is still open here? That is, maybe you could put that again, so to the list, and we come back to this by the next meeting next week, and I think then we could finish that discussion. Maybe there is also really a clarification of the mandate, and I have also to look back, and because I forget sometimes what is really asked for and what we are mandated with. So I would suggest that we're doing this for the next meeting and come back to the recommendation.
Thank you, Wolf Orrick. This is Julie Hedlund. Yes, so staff will go ahead and incorporate a suggested working group determination for this item for discussion at next week. And also staff will look at the working group guidelines to see if there are already guidelines that address the issues that Lori has raised with respect to what working groups should be doing if there are, you know, diverging viewpoints, you know, difficult issues and so on. So we'll try to take both of those items. And sorry to take us 1 minute after the call.
Yeah. No problem. Thanks very much, Julie. So we're doing this. So we have a scheduled next meeting for next week, and we'll come back to this. And truly, we expect values circulating that. That's great. So thank you very much all, well, for contributing and participating. And hear you next week.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.